of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Woo-woo's right. I can't be here tonight, so I'm going. I have to go home and rub my girl's toes. I have to. Woody woo, I'm not here. Oh, Christmas Day. Oh.
Joining you live tonight from Bam Margero Studios, live in Chester County, Pennsylvania, Joseph Frogs.
Yeah, what's up?
Updating his titanium Macintosh. It isn't an iBook, it's a PowerBook, Ryan. I buttered up his guild, Giro G.
Hello.
Yes, who sits next to me in his throne, live atop these studios, but beloved Bam Margarian.
Franz told me the most worthless story today, but it's kind of funny because I can't stop thinking about it.
It wasn't so worthless, huh?
You tell me about that one Mexican guy that wanted you to give him beer money so bad. And he was like, yo, man, let me get like a dollar for some beer, man. And he's like, oh, man, I don't have any money. He's like, oh, man. And that was the end of the story.
It's seemingly the worst story, but when you think about, like, yo, man, you got a car and some beer money, so I'll go get some beer.
No, I wish I did. Oh, man.
It's funny. I've been thinking about it all day.
I used to live with Dave Fox, who's a prominent tattoo artist.
Why did you want to tell us that story?
Because I knew it would haunt you. It's not a very dynamic story, but there's something to it that just sticks in the memory and makes you go, that was weird.
Dude, it's funny you brought up that beer story.
Before or since has ever reacted that way to anything. Oh, man.
Yeah, DK, were you one of those faggots that waited in that Star Wars line?
You know it was.
I can't stand those motherfuckers who
wait. You don't have to wait in line. Hours. Those lines don't exist. I never fucking seen it.
Johnny Martin, the daily editors for the show, he's the biggest Star Wars dork you'll ever meet. He got up and walked the fuck out in protest.
Why? Because the movie sucks.
He was just
not just hate the movie?
You already bought the ticket.
But dude, these fucking diehard fans would suck 27 dicks just to see it 2 hours before it's going to air that
There's
night.
There's dudes that sit there for 2 months.
Sometimes
in Cali for that shit, that Chinese theater thing.
You have to use the ticket in protest by not going to the movie.
Those people fucking are retarded.
I've never seen Star Wars in my life.
Well, dude,
ever.
Any of them?
I mean, I know what they all look like and shit, but I just haven't seen it.
I've never seen it as a kid. It was cool.
Considering Jar Jar Binks, be glad you didn't. What, Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah, that was a good film.
Yeah, I'd blow Boba Fett. But if you go and see the new one, I'm not going to tell you nothing, but...
Why not? Spill it out.
Well, I went for
I'm
one
not
reason.
I'm not going to see it, so I want to know. I want to know the beginning to the end.
Well... Yeah. I'll tell you what, there's a great thing. Samuel Jackson dies. Get the fuck out of there.
Dude, you hate him. Why?
Because he killed Boba Fett's dad, and he's fucking worthless. What the fuck?
He is the worst.
And listen, what after the Emperor kills him, the sound of relieving his ass he makes. It's just like, everyone was fucking laughing.
You hate Samuel L. Jackson?
Just in that. Yeah, fuck it, I don't care. It's fucking hideous, dude.
Darren Miller's brother, Darren Miller's the guitar player for CKY and Singer, but his brother hates Samuel L. Jackson. He waited on the red carpet for one of his, like, I think it was like the Come of All Queers. The Sum of All Fears.
The Come of All Queers! The worst fucking movie ever.
Anyway, he waited in the red carpet in California, and Samuel L. Jackson walks right past, and he goes, hey, Samuel, can I get an autograph? And he's just like, no. And he's just like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, no, I'm not giving you one. And he's like, you're a fucking dickhead.
Why'd you want his autograph, dude? Now he can't give it to you because he got his fucking hand cut off. That's right. And also, fucking Jimmy Smits is in Star Wars.
Who's that?
Huh? What is he fucking in? L.A. Law. Why is he in there? That's like putting fucking... that fat guy on fucking NYPD Blue and like Star Wars,
Sink
dude.
In Star Wars.
Dennis Franz.
Yeah, Dennis Joe Franz. It's like putting him in fucking Star. I was laughing so fucking bad. I was like, who the fuck thinks this is right? It's hideous. But anyway,
I saw Nine Inch Nails.
I got home and just put Commando on. That'll cheer you up, dude. Watch Schwarzenegger, Governor Schwarzenegger, just fucking destroying people without reloading his gun as the bullets just get longer and longer.
Dude, you just watch movies all day.
He watches Commando over and over.
Should have came and saw
Nine Inch
Nails.
That's the best movie. Yo, if you watch Commando, dude, there are so many mistakes in that movie. Like, you, they flip over the Porsche. It's so fucked up. And then the very next scene, they skid a right down the highway, and it's a brand new
Porsche.
How about
this? How about this when he throws a grenade and you see the dude's flying the air,
the springboards.
But you see the springboards.
Yeah. Yeah. How about, it cuts a guy's arm off.
And water shoots out.
Oh, yeah, and he's just like, woo, woo, woo. Like, the face that guy makes is the greatest second. He cuts his arm off and he just goes,
the best ever, though, is when he jumps off of the second story of that mansion. He jumps off, he's like half-ass sideways, and then it just clips to him. You could totally tell he just jumped off a picnic table and they tried to edit it together.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so fucking pathetic, man. That, it makes the movie so much better just because, like, it's from the 80s and they were just experimenting with all these gags and they ended up being so fucking worthless.
Oh, it's so fucking awesome.
I love it in those one-man renegade movies where they make him, you know, they make it so he's morally just in killing. Like, in Cobra, he goes in and he kills the terrorists in the grocery store. And then, like you know, well, this is the same thing. So that's just alone in the 80s. And the reporter's like, well, sir, where do you get off, you know, hurting these poor innocent people before they've had the benefit of a trial? And he takes the reporter's face, shoves it into the dead corpse's face. You tell that to the victim! You tell that to the victim! Yeah. He never had a trial! It's like, oh my god, dude. The worst one-man renegade movies ever, though, have to be the later Death Wish movies. Like, 3 through 6. Dude.
Your funds.
Yeah, dude.
Yo, can I get a dollar, man?
No, I don't have a car or money or beer.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Dude, it's funny you brought that story up. I went to the liquor store the other day to buy beer for the house. And there's this kid in the truck. He's like, hey, come here. I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, can you buy some beer for me? I'm like, that's $20, man. I'll get you the beer. So he gives me $40. I go in and buy a 30 back of the cheapest beer. I think it was like 12 something. Just pocketed it. Made like $45 off that whole
thing. The best thing happened ever today. It couldn't have happened any better than this. Me, Seth, and Fanner are walking down the street in Westchester. And this kid had like some people in the car. And I don't know. I think he was going for the... to be a dickhead to me to impress his friends. But he saw me walking down the street with my friends. He goes, yeah, man, fucking right on. Like, doing like the hang loose thing. Like, yeah, fucking real cool, man. Doesn't even look where he's going. He hits this nice motherfucking Mercedes in front of him. Dude, I was...
How many people hit cars by saying hi to you? That's the second dude this show.
Yeah, when I had the Ferrari, one guy was staring so hard when he was cutting the left at the 202 intersection. He just nailed this car in front of him. I'm like, holy shit, my car caused an accident.
That's one of the benefits of being famous. You get to see people in massive car accidents all the time, all around.
How stupid would you feel if you were just like with a group of your friends in the car, you see me walking down the street in Westchester, and just like, yeah, man, fucking right on, dude, real cool, boom, nails the car in front of him. This Puerto Rican guy gets out ready to kill him. He's like, yo, motherfucker. He's looking at his car, and I can tell that he had these dope spinners on, so he was pissed because he takes care of his car, and now he's gonna take it to the shop.
See, that's the funniest thing, man.
I bet you it was a Scion.
When you find the dude in town who, like, you know, doesn't really have that much in the bank, like, doesn't really have a good job, but they have a nice-ass car, and when something happens to that car, they just go through the fucking roof. It's like, serves you right for putting your entire life into that car. Like yeah, you have, like, $4,000 rims, but, like, you worked 2 years to save up the money for that fucking
moron.
Rims.
That was like the other day we were in town. The whole Metal Militia guys were sitting out front of Kildare's eating.
Oh, this is the best.
This dude with a dirt bike Like,
Oh my god, he knows
it's Metal Militia, and Brian Deegan, those dudes are sitting out there watching him. And he wanted to impress
the Metal Militia so bad.
He was hot shit.
He gets into his motorcycle, pops his over-rotated wheelie, like squirrels out. He had to put his feet on the ground to try to gain balance. He was squirreling all over the place. And then he finally made it to the red light. Dude, he didn't fall, but it was almost better than not falling.
Oh, it was way better. He had to sit at the red light while the entire Metal Militia and everyone from the show laughed at him.
And Deegan, doesn't give a fuck. So he was just like, like on the ground, just laughing.
That was funny as fuck.
Oh man, funny things.
Hey, hats off to Deegan, man.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. But
how about Guar coming over here?
Hang on, we'll talk about that as well. We should check out line five here. There's somebody who has dirt on G. I want to know.
Oh, you're right. You ready for this one, Fat Boy?
Hey, yeah. What's going on?
What's up, brother?
What do you got to say about G?
All right, well, you already talked about. Yeah, well, shit, you. Let's just say we'll bring up Deegan right now, since G told me this morning that he lost a kidney.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah, he did, you fuck. Yeah. So what's your question?
It's not a question. Just G releases a lot of dirt before anybody should really know.
Exactly, caller. Thank you very much. See, even this caller, who's like some random fan, I'm sure he's a cool dude, but like basically to you, G, he's random fan.
But he's on my site looking.
You're just telling these dudes shit that you're not really supposed to be telling.
He wants to know.
The press doesn't even know yet. And like, and this guy deserves to know. Obviously, he's cool.
Are you
disturbed? Because he has the wisdom of knowing that you fucked up.
Are you disturbed that I said that?
We're all disturbed, dude. You fucked up.
I'm not talking to you.
Maybe Deegan's family didn't want anyone to know yet.
It's all over the Metal Militia site.
Let
Shit Goose and Caller have a one-on-one.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Talk shit on Shit Goose.
Why are you so upset?
Tell him he's a gay vulture and he has a gill.
Huh? You're getting your 10 seconds of fame on Bam Show. You're stoked. Yeah. He's so mad at you, man. It's cool, though.
I love it.
I just think G needs to slow down on his information.
G will give info before it even happens. He'll be like, Novak's getting ready to have a threesome right about now. Like, you won't even tell the story.
Let me tell you this.
As it happens.
You're checking it, though. You're checking it. You're taking time out of your day and you're checking it.
What do you have to gain out of this, G?
I'm not getting anything.
You're not getting a paycheck out of that shit.
Or pussy. You don't get a paycheck or pussy.
So you know, buddy.
What do you fucking faggot. Uh-oh. No, not you, caller.
See, Camilla just farted all over it.
Just for that phone call, I'm just going to leak out I'm just going to leak out today's show right now.
I just leaked something out myself.
You're going to leak this live show before it happens?
I will. I am. I'm going to do it right now.
He'll somehow figure out a way to put this show on air before we even do it.
He's got everything.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
Sorry,
appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for calling, buddy.
I'm going to play a song right now, and this one is the new Guar, and they played for the show. Dude, those guys are fucking great.
Those guys are the fucking
cool
best.
Shit. Did you pull a Razor at the house?
They had a Razor at the house. Then my mom had a party at her house, and they showed up to that, too.
Margera family's one big party.
Guar is like... They're cool. And then they played Rex's. It's like 200 people in
Hats
there.
Hats off to fucking Guar.
Stop kissing their ass.
So I'll kiss their ass, asshole.
This is the song. This is the song that they play as... I ollied over the thing, and Deegan did a backflip over them at the same time.
You can check out RyanGphotography.com.
Oh, fuck
you.
What a pussy.
That's for the
This is going out to Jack Flanagan.
This song's called Womb With a View. This is the new Guar on Radio Bam Series 28.
Ready to rock.
Check out RyanG.com.
Let's go! All of it comes to fuck you!
Hell yeah, that was Guar. Awesome.
Great intro, Deke.
What is this, the college radio
Broke
station?
Broke that mood down, buddy.
It's fucking so awesome to get blasted by fucking the blood of Guar.
Yeah, let's bring the mood down for once.
Why?
Yeah.
You
never did it yet.
It's boring. It's just so, like, church.
Should we talk about one of your Fast Company bitch stories?
Yeah, I have going from another night, the threesome story. Bitch dick teased me, and I left her out of it. So she was so bummed.
Oh, that was so funny.
Tell me how it went down, babe.
In other words, she wasn't prepared to be coerced into sex. She's a dick teaser.
No, but they were talking about... I saw him with these two girls. They were pretty hot, and they were all talking about how they were going to wind up having a threesome when they got back here at the house. And, you know, they were all just all stoked on it, whatever, whatever, whatever. Then we come back here, we have a few drinks, and I'm listening to their conversation. And she, like, dick teased them for, like, 2 seconds too long. He's like, fine, fuck you, bitch, I'm taking your friend, and you're just going to have to sit here and deal with not having sex with me. So then he took her friend up, and she wouldn't even talk to anybody after that, because she wanted to be like, wait, I'll go, but she never did.
She sat on the couch alone, and after I fucked her, I ignored her all night, and I made someone else drive her home.
Beautiful. Dude, my favorite part about the whole night is that Oz finally hooks up with a girl, and
Oz. This is guy Oz. He works on the show, and this fucker...
Fresh kiss king.
He nices his way to nothing. He'll just French some girl for fucking 10 hours and not even make another move, and he's been doing it for like 2 years. He's such a pussy.
Second base Oz. He might hold hands with you, but that's all.
Dude, second base ass Oz.
He'll French him for like 8 months, and then when they're ready to fuck him, he'll get nervous. Dude, point proven last night, life partner, I walked down the steps, fucking catch him. Just, she's laying on top of me, just kissing her and feeling her tits. I'm like, dude, you're such a faggot, man. Get those panties off and seal the deal. You know what I mean? It's fucking pathetic.
I mean, these two girls from the legal department of MTV came down.
Fucking bitches. Fuck them.
Easy, kid.
Hate them.
So they come down. I don't know why they were here, but like,
they didn't like Novak.
Oh man,
I don't like them.
They were like,
what did they say to you, Novak?
I can't think of the word. I almost want to say pompous.
They thought they were Dom Perignon, and they were a fucking $2 box of plastic wine, you know?
Like, they were aristocrats.
And they're dealing with Novak's fucking lawsuit because remember that gorilla that I had in the backyard?
Yeah.
I put skis on him, and I sent it down a hill at this mountain, and Novak went down nude humping it. So this old guy was so fed up that he decided to try to sue. But
he's going to sue because he saw Novak's dick. It's like, dude,
he didn't even see it. It's that small. You know?
It's like, dude, he's suing because he saw a dick. Well, I didn't expect to see this dick. I gotta sue. So, I'm emotionally scarred.
Think about how much, like, research he's doing and how much work he's doing. He's like talking to his lawyer right now, like still trying to talk about something that happened last February. Like, dude, get over it, because the footage doesn't exist. We never filmed it. He just did it to make me fucking laugh. So now you don't have footage, you don't have photos, as all you have is maybe three people that might have saw it with you.
And money you're gonna waste for your lawyer.
How much are they suing for? How much can Dixie
cost
you?
MTV and
how much money do you want that you saw Novak's tiny ass dick on?
He wants $39 million.
Speaking of money, fellas.
Wow.
You're looking at
a million per centimeter.
Hey, fucking fat boy over there.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of money.
That's me.
Cheers. New MTV employee right here. First paycheck comes Friday.
Oh!
You know,
happy days are here again.
You know why they're paying them, though?
So I can tell you what the fucking you, you son of a bitch. Exactly. You ever talk
That's what it is, dude.
Because
Novak, so the producer can tell him what to do.
Novak lives at the house. He can't get fired, so he could just go up to anybody he wants. He could go up to the producer of the show and just be like, yo, piece of shit, order me a pizza, and I want some Crown Royal as well, and I'm not going to stop bothering you until I get it.
And which is a liberty he's often taken advantage of.
They can't yell. Dude, he fucks with everybody, and, like, you know, Anna realized, like, dude, if I just give this asshole $1,000 an episode, then he's going to have to listen to me.
Yeah, well, he's going to be too fucking strung out on heroin to goddamn listen.
That's good money right there. What are you going to blow it on?
That's a lot of money. Wait, no. Me and Novak were having that conversation. What are you going to... You're going to do it on parties. That's
all parties.
And you're going to cover the tab on all the beers at Bam.
We go out, I pay for all my homeboys and anybody in the bar.
I'll tell you what you're going to do.
How about getting a bank account, dick breath?
Fuck that. That's boring. That's so boring.
Yeah, he's got to save up for diapers for his kid.
So I'm deadbeat dad. Dude, that bitch, she saw us at the bar the other night.
Oh, my God.
Kelly's...
Oh, and this is the bitch that's having birthday. Your baby.
Yeah,
legitimately.
Whore.
Listen, hey.
No, not the mother.
Punch her in
son,
the stomach or something.
Daughter. No.
My son, he's already...
I'm telling you,
I'm kidding.
It's a man.
Jesse,
he already knows what it's going to be.
I'm having a man child.
Jesse's girl, wife, whatever she is, by the way, who hates my guts.
Oh, dude, she hates you.
Her best friend's birthday was the other night at Kildare's. I've... strolling around 12:30, Bam happens to be there, and he's sitting in the corner with all of them, Kelly, my baby's mother, and all the girlfriends, and they all hate me. And I walk in, Bam's daughter, he's like, yo, just look fucked up, and he pulls his dick out, and I'm like, I don't know, you tell me, how's this looking? I drop my pants and just sit there and fucking drink my ass off, and looks could kill, I would have been dead 10 minutes before I got there.
Dude, with your naked ass on a bar stool?
Yep.
Where was
see,
this?
That's the thing. Dude, have you ever seen...
I will never sit there again.
Dude, have you ever seen Kelly's dad?
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
He's fucking
that dude
huge.
Is so
he,
big, dude.
He
dude.
Is so fucked, dude. He would I'm snap Novak in two.
He would snap a gorilla in two.
Oh, he wants
he
to
wants,
kill
he
you.
He wants my blood.
And he would kill a deer with his
he
bare
went
hand.
To this party, and he's just like, fuck, man, Kelly's dad here. He wants to rip my ass in two. What should I do? I'm like, dude, the only thing you can do is just drink Crown Royal and just wind up naked in the pool.
So what do I do, ladies and gentlemen?
Gets all hammered. He's like, fuck it, man. If he's going to beat me up, he's going to beat me up. So he just gets all naked and jumps in the hot tub with all these, like, legal MTV department. Like, they just... Because my mom threw a party for, like, you know, MTV. Because
respectable
all,
people and
respectable
shit.
Respectable people. Novak
Which
shows up. Novak shows up half-wasted. He's like, fuck, man. Kelly's dad's going to kick my ass. I'm like, dude, just drink Crown Royal. Man. You'll just...
Because I get all angry when I drink
I didn't
Crown.
Go because it was
Who cares, Jason? Okay. Why, back to the MTV bitches.
Okay.
Why did they hate you? What did they say to you?
Well, they knew
I remember
about,
it was a
yeah,
big
yeah,
fucking
they knew
thing.
About me. They,
they
knew
hated you.
They knew I was scum. So I'm like,
wait, remember
fuck
I
it,
said, because you get some confidence when you drink some Crown Royal. And you were
and
naked.
I get angry.
And I said, hey, why don't you go try to kick game to those girls? Because fucking Oz is going to nice his way to nothing and French him all night. So why don't you go try to lay him?
So of course I do.
No, didn't they hate you?
Oh,
did
yeah.
They say
well, they were nice at first, but after 2 minutes of them knowing what I wanted, they're like, fuck you, you're a fucking piece of shit. So I'm like, babe.
Straight up.
And I flipped the fuck out.
They
right?
gave you the master's degree, fuck you.
You know, I have a million stories that are just filth about me?
Yeah.
I told everyone an exaggerated plus just to make them think I was more filthy. And they're like, we don't care about you. We're not even listening to you. I'm like, well, if you're not listening, why did I hear you telling your friend that I'm a fucking piece of shit? And then we're leaving. I'm like, just get the fuck away from me. And where do they show up at? There's a million bars in Westchester.
My hearing.
There's 90 bars in the Westchester
and
area.
And they come to where
and they hate Novak so much that they show up at the same bar that we go to. Like, it's like, if you hate him so much, then why did you show up at the bar?
Why do you want to continue on getting fucking
Because they have to defend you in court, maybe?
Fuck them. they can't.
Now, these bitches have the nerve to show up at my hearing. Oh, wait a minute. They're my lawyers.
The girls who get so disgusted of Novak's filthy comments stick around the longest.
Yep.
To tell him how gross it is. Like, you're fucking disgusting. You're still here talking to me, baby.
I swear to God, the one at the end of the night last night was grabbing on my ass and, like, feeling my ass. Swear to God.
Which one was it?
That was the Mary one.
The brown hair one.
Get hired. Get fired.
Who's that?
Yo, let's talk to Phil. Let's talk to Phil from Delaware on line 5. He wants to know what happened to the luau.
Fucking right, Phil. Yo, Phil.
Hey.
Yo, are you the one who drives a Honda?
Yes.
Oh, shit, I know this guy.
How do you know?
I just know.
What, you suck his dick?
No.
Who, is that G?
Yeah.
Oh, he must have.
G knows everything, except from what I hear.
What, are you guys in a car club together?
Yeah, we got a little...
He's got hooked up a cord. He wants to race me.
We'll take it.
Kid you not, he does. He's going to lose.
I'll take it.
Who cares?
Anyway, caller, your points.
So what's up, Phil?
What's going on? I just wanted to say thanks to you guys for coming out to Luau and all. It was really cool.
Thanks for having us, dude.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Thanks for having us.
I just sat in the corner and got shit-faced the whole time.
And I took some Fast Company Delaware bitch to the bathroom, banged her every which way but Sunday.
Grab another beer, buddy.
Was she hot?
Yeah, dude. Phil, you can vouch for this. Every girl there was a 7 or up with a skirt that came on no longer.
Say, every girl that me and Vito picked out to come back there was a 7 and up.
I don't know. I didn't see any fucking 6s at that party.
Dude, it was just a bunch of, like, raging, horny chicks, drunk as fuck.
Why didn't I go to that? But it was a bit of a turnoff.
You probably wouldn't got pussy anyway, fat
boy. I know, you'd be over there.
Ride your coattails, maybe I would.
You'd be over there sucking geek stick or something. Why am I in the snowbank?
Yeah, but he would just be taking photos of other people getting ass, and then he'd put them on his website.
Hey, Phil, you might be able to agree with this, man. Did Missy go with you?
No, I didn't hang out with Missy that.
Yo, watch out, because G is typing. I'll tell you what, listeners, if you have the ability to listen to Sirius Radio and look at your website, look at Ryan G's website, simultaneously do it. He's updating his website as the show progresses.
What is he typing?
Just a second ago, he asked you about Missy. He asked you for a reason. There's shit going up there right now.
I bet you that whole laptop is just stacked with filthy.
Yo, so Phil.
Yeah.
You were at the luau?
Yeah, I was at the luau. I was hanging out with you guys at the back.
You just said he was there.
Shut up.
What do you mean to say you were at the luau? That was his whole point.
Oh, man.
I was thinking about my baby, my man child.
Did you get lucky, Phil?
Nah. I was too drunk.
Yeah, dude, I couldn't before.
I was sitting back there with you guys the whole day.
I thought you just said you banged every bitch but Sunday.
That was me. I banged her out. I did bang her out, but I couldn't fucking seal the deal with cum. I couldn't cum because I was too drunk.
You couldn't seal the deal with cum? Jesus. Thank you, Phil.
You are classless. He wants to race me.
You are classless.
Dude, who cares about racing cars? It's such a waste of time. So what are you going to do, going straight away and fucking wait for the light to turn red and green?
Dude wants to throw up money.
Fucking boring life you lead.
I don't really get that. Like,
I don't get it either, dude.
Like, you just like to wake up and then meet people at red lights so you can both skid out together?
Burn rubber? Dude, you have no life if you're doing that shit.
Yeah, look, it's up. It's up. It's up now.
What's up?
Not your dick, because you don't get no pussy.
Leaking live.
Serious 23. Wait.
God, I want to lose it.
RyanG.com.
Bam's like, yo, leak it, though.
Yeah, on certain things.
Any other questions?
She doesn't know where to draw the line. That's his problem.
Just keep talking. This shit will upload.
Yeah, wherever you draw it, I'll snort it. Snort it well all night long.
Oh, here we go. It's up.
And Rake doesn't even come to the show tonight because he's in a fight with his girlfriend, apparently. Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
And, you know, when we were at Bear Creek Mountain, what Bam's parents told us was hilarious. Bam's parents had the room right next to the elevator. They hear Rake and his girlfriend in an argument right outside the elevator. He's like, come on, babe. Like, I never get to hang out with my friends. Like, we're never at the same place at the same time. And she's like, well, I don't know. You know, we never have a nice romantic getaway. Come on, babe, let's just go down and join my friends for a drink. And she's like, all right, fine, Rick. We can hang out with your friends. But at the end of the night, are your friends going to come upstairs and suck your dick? Your mom told me that, fam.
No way.
Yeah, and so Rick goes,
what a good thing to walk into. Fine, you can hang out with your friends, but at the end of the night, are your friends going to suck your dick?
And Rick agreed.
I hope not.
He's like, well, that's true. Let's go back to the room. And he dissed his friends for a dick suck.
Yo, let's.
Yeah, we got a special caller.
That I didn't get.
I think Chad from CKY is on the phone, we think.
Yeah. Well,
it's me, Chad.
Maybe he can fake
is it
real
quick.
Who out there wants to hear the new sweet sound?
Well, here he is.
What's going on?
How do I sound?
You sound.
Yeah.
You sound just like Novak. I'm not going to know which one's which.
Wow!
Wait. Can I please just tell the story? When Ryan Dunn started up his music label, one of his first pet projects was to have a Melvins tribute album. So one of the first things he does is he goes over to Chad of CKY and he's like,
hey Chad, listen. Hey Chad, listen. You know, I have this this record label, and Chad immediately cuts him off before he can even pop the question. Says, whoa. Now let me ask you, what do you even know about the music industry? So Chad sits there and schools him on the music industry for an hour and a half, and Dumb was even too humiliated to ask him at the end of it.
didn't we hear that story on the previous
show? Yeah, Franz is a fucking idiot, dude.
Yeah, Franz is a fucking loser.
There's a lot more stories.
Yeah, we've been...
I just wanted to call to say that I just got my Sirius radio, and it's fucking great.
You like it?
So,
fucked up,
yeah,
man.
It's fucking great. Yeah, it's fucking good.
Don't you like how there's no commercials and we could say shit, pussy, cunt, dick, and nobody gives a shit?
Yeah,
that's why I like it.
Baby
so
corpse, cock sucking, bitch fuck.
Okay.
Yo, and also, I wanted to tell everybody that CKY's got a TV show on MTV2 this Friday at 11 p.m. and also airing at 3 a.m. for you.
Awesome. What is it about?
Right. Yeah, what's it about?
Yeah, what happened?
Sounds like you just woke up.
It's about fucking CK. Who the fuck just said that?
G.
I sound like I just fucking woke up, huh, G?
you're in trouble now, you motherfucker.
Oh, here it comes.
All right.
All right. I'll read about that.
Nah, but yo,
all right, see, all right,
the show.
Yo, and so I just wanted to tell you guys about the fucking show. You'll see what the fuck it's about CKY and the motherfucking CKY Alliance.
Motherfucker!
So when is it?
About us, baby.
Say the date again. Friday?
Fucking Memorial Day weekend, Friday, May 27th. It's also airing through Memorial Day weekend. So
awesome,
11 p.m. Friday, M2, baby.
By the way, your new album
and
fucking rocks.
CKY album coming out, and I'm thinking about coming down next week, man.
Yeah, you should. Hey, did you have fun when you came over the other day?
Oh, man, it's nothing but a fucking party.
And it was so funny, though, because, like, you texted me, you're like, should I come down there? It was like 3:30 in the morning. I'm like, yeah, come on down. You come over at like 4:30 in the morning, it was still a rage.
Dude, I just turned around and Chad's in my face. I'm like, where the fuck
is
Chad?
Yeah, I walked in and Dan's playing his fucking goddamn burnt copy of a fucking goddamn new CKY album. The dude who fucking leaks every CKY song years before we ever put them out.
It's that good.
Yeah, man, it just creates hype. No, the only place I leak it is in my jukebox, so if people come over to fucking party down, then they get to hear it, but I just got to keep it away from Shit Goose, because you'll put it on his goddamn website.
The only place Shit Goose leaks it is in his bitch's mouth.
hey, Chad, I've been getting emails. People want to, like roadie with you and film and, like, do some Alliance thing.
Whoa.
What do you know?
I don't know if they're
roadies
good enough to listen to the sweet sound of CKY.
They can lick the tip, and then we'll talk. All right. So, good motherfuckers. Thanks for fucking seeing
Fuck yeah, Chad.
Video.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Friday night, 11 p.m., M2.
It's on the site. It's going on the site.
Infiltrate, destroy.
I just fucked up my plug. Say it again.
What's the name of the album
say
again?
The plug again. Go ahead.
A lesson.
Wait. M2, Memorial Day weekend, Friday night, 11 p.m.
An answer can be found June 28th at New CKY.
Chad, it's going on the site right now, buddy.
Snipe.
Me and Jesse are going to come down next week.
Cool.
Perfect.
Right. See you late, brother.
Let's put the hammer down.
I'll kill him.
Chad, we love you.
I'll kill him.
Yeah, should we check all the emails out?
Oh, dude,
there's a good email.
I have some fucking funny emails, man, but I'm going to play a song first.
Right on.
Oh, this is the song that you said if you ever decided to do heroin again, it would be this
I'd
song.
I'd listen to this song and shoot up.
But you're not going to, though, right?
Nah.
But if you were.
If I would, this
would
be the song.
Why? Because it just relaxes you?
Just puts me in that mood.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Mind-altering.
For all the heroin addicts out there in Baltimore, this one's to you.
If you're shooting dope, get ready to fill that needle up.
All right, this is
Jesus.
Oh, my God. This is the Melody Club, and the song is called Baby on Radio Bam. So you're 28 Facts. EG, why don't you go leak it, you fucking pussy?
No, you will.
Novak's going to have one.
G-Unit.
Time. I can't take
Song was devoted to Novak in his speedball days and abandoned houses in Baltimore.
Man, if I can't do it, I might as well just remember the days.
Why do you like that song if you wanted to do heroin? Just because it's like...
Like, it's not so relaxing that you could be with a girl and make out. It just puts you in the frame of mind of just in and out of consciousness.
You like it.
I fucking love it.
That fan's from Sweden.
I don't have to think about anything. Good.
Some girl on my site is saying you look mighty fine.
Who?
Her name is Chris.
Who looks
Deanna.
Fine?
You do. Novak?
Oh, I do? Yeah. Where's the bitch live?
I don't know where she's from.
She ready to get
if
down
you're
and dirty?
Post it on the site.
Well, now I'm getting paid. Maybe I'll buy her a plane ticket here.
I laughed the same way when I saw Windu's head get cut off. That's Samuel Jackson in Star Wars.
Bran, I have an email for you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was the one.
Hey, Bran, I was wondering if you could tell me the name of that song you sing in Haggard Special Features. Where could I get it? The song sounds like, to suck upon the motherfucking balls of a fucking bitch like Nick. Yes. Rip up that wig. Dance a jig. I know you're a piece of shit. You eat figs from a fig tree. You're fictitious. Oh, delicious to a fag, yeah. Where could I get that song? And also, when is Bam going to get rid of that dirty new... clone Novak who follows him everywhere. What a faggot.
They think that would make me mad, but it's just so fucking funny. Keep them coming, guys.
You're just a fucking worthless clone.
I know.
You're wearing my clothes. Dude, you look more like me than me right now.
Today, the only thing of yours I have on are your boots.
Yeah.
You're a lying ass.
Swear to God.
Yeah.
And the belt.
Okay, you claim the element pants.
These aren't element pants.
It's all that. It's the only reason why they're yours is because whatever shipment came in of clothes, you just claimed,
I went through
you
first.
Claimed them before I did.
I opened them.
That's all
home.
That happened.
Dude, it was so funny. The other night we were at the bar, and I'm fucking walking around with him. Remember this fucking frat boy I went to murder?
What
he's
else?
Like, he's like, I'm drinking Crown Royal, I'm already angry. He's like,
I'm already angry.
Listen,
okay.
He goes, we gonna follow your girlfriend all night?
Oh, yeah, laughing. I remember that. I
heard what he said the first time. I said, what'd you say? And he wouldn't say it. I'm like, come on, man, be a man about it. What'd you say? He's like, what, you gonna follow your girlfriend all night? I'm like, was that supposed to be fucking funny? He's like, yeah. I'm like, he's like, I guess it was. I'm like, no, it was probably the fucking dumbest thing I heard tonight. People think it gets, like, I get mad. Literally, they know, because I'm fucking following around, I do what the fuck I want.
Oh, dude, we were at Iron Hill, and I was so drunk. I demanded that Novak went up to these buff frat boys, and he had to convince them that he doesn't want to do it, but Bam is going to pay him $10,000 to fuck him. The front ways, if he can look him in the eye,
and he'll lay on their back,
and he'll give the dude a grand. Like, he had to look at frat boys back. Look, I don't really want to do this, but
go
like,
back,
you know, I want $9,000, and I'll give you $1,000 because, you know, I have to fuck you the front way, and we have to make eye contact.
I mean, like,
you fucking serious, motherfucker.
Fucking Sigma Phi Beta fucking frat quarterbacks, and one of them.
And the only
right
reason
in
why,
the mouth.
Oh yeah, he punched you right in the mouth.
Right
for
in
it.
The mouth, dude. And all I could do was laugh harder. Like, he's like, I'm going to fucking show this little fucker bam.
I just wanted to see their reaction because we were looking at him from across the bar, and, dude, they were just sitting there the whole time like, football!
Yeah.
Wait. No, that fucking a dude?
No! I was going to fuck.
You're going to fuck a guy.
Football! For $10,000, I'll fuck a dude if he lays on his back.
Dude, just fuck Rick. He wants to be wrestled.
I mean, you give me a fucking willing participant game.
Wait,
on.
What? Why isn't Rick again?
It's so gay if you had to make eye contact. Dude.
Like, it's gay if you bend him over doggy style, but
is
put him on his back and stare in his eyes while you pump out.
If you're gay and listening to the show and want $1,000, all you have to do is come to Westchester, hunt out Novak, and fuck him while looking him in the
you
face.
You might as well fuck the
gay
Star Wars fanatic.
Dude, if I let a grown man suck my dick for $40, why would I do that for $10?
I don't want it to be a gay guy, though. I want it to be like a straight-up homophobe jock who's just like, football!
Like a goddamn quarterback.
It would be so
I want a quarterback.
Wow. You know what? I would actually be bummed if you did it and I had to give you $10,000. I just like you asking, like, fucking buff ass homophobe jocks.
Oh, they get
it's so funny. Like, oh, dude, they don't know. They're like, should I kill this kid right now?
How about the kid who thought it was the funniest thing? They threw water balloons of piss at you, and I almost beat him up.
Oh yeah, dude. There was like, yo, man, this kid came up. He thought that it would be funny. He wasn't even being a dick. I was just like, we're at Spence. Damn, we go to a lot of bars. We drink all the time.
That is brilliant.
How do you fill up a water balloon with piss? Well, whatever. I don't know if he did it or didn't it, but he said, hey, man, remember, like, that parade? Like, man, I was trying to fill up water balloons with piss, and, like, we were trying to, like, throw it at you guys. Like, we thought, like, you'd think it was funny. I'm like, you thought that I would think
no,
it was
it's
funny.
Impossible to fill up a water balloon
and I'm just
piss.
Like, I'm going to fucking punch you in your face right now. I'm like, no, I'm not going to punch you in your face. I'm going to get my broke buddy to punch you in your face because he has nothing to lose. So I bring over Novak. So Novak's ready to fuck this kid up.
I'm like, what the fuck did you say? What did you say to him? And, he's like, I said, look, right now, you just walk the fuck away and don't look back. Either.
That's what's so good, dude. Like,
he didn't.
You should not.
No, but you could just go fuck people up for me and
What
are you going to lose?
Answer
you
your problems
anything.
With violence.
You're going to lose, what, those pants
your
that
outfit.
You
your outfit.
Ew, dude, you have, like, you know, like, girls always try to have, like, a sexy hole on, like, the ass of their jeans. Novak has that, but you can see his fucking sick dick.
Well,
he's not wearing fucking up. Look, it's fucking haggard.
Novak. We'll shoot a photo of this.
Yeah, shoot a photo.
And we'll leak it on the internet. We'll leak it on the
look
internet.
Look how nasty that is.
Wait,
it's so not sexy at all.
I know.
Like
what is sexy about me, though, man? I'm a scumbag.
This show has definitely taken a turn for the gay.
Dude, I feel bad for girls when they're with me, man. That's how fucking hell I am. Like, I feel bad for the girls.
Man, you're not that bad. I see you doing sit-ups and shit.
I know. I mean, my body's all hot and shit. I'm still all right, but my morals and values with broads, dude, I'm like, man, if you only knew how much.
What do you call that hole? The gay hole?
Some like girls just like that, man. Dude, nice guys always finish last.
Till the day they die. Like, partner, good point.
I'll prove it right now. Just because the one girl was so disgusted with Novak of his sick, filthy ways,
that, you know, she was fed up with him the whole night. And then through the course of the night, she has more goddamn drinks, gets more drunk, gets more horny, you know, so... Novak could wind up fucking her because she's drunk and she's going to regret it the next day. Meanwhile, Oz is nice in his way to nothing, French kissing the broad for 8 hours.
Yeah, but who's going to be happy for the rest of their lives with a nice wife and kids and just have a happy day?
Fuck that. That's so
boring.
That's another thing
that we discussed
yesterday.
I'm just
saying there's a few benefits to it, Novak. That's all.
No, because when you're happily married sitting at your house and you and your wife get in an argument, she's going to go wind up at the bar, meet a scumbag like Novak. He's going to bang her every which way with Sunday. Uh-huh. And she's going to go back home to cuddle
your parents
with
you. Did not raise you like this.
My father,
his dad's a goddamn crack addict who burned a $900,000 house
my
down.
My father had me in the fucking strip joint.
This photo looks so gay.
Is this on G's website? What are you looking at?
Is it already on the
site? No, I'll put it on right now. It'll be up in five minutes.
Okay, go to RyanG.com and see this photo, which was, oh my God, wait till you see this.
We just got to call Shit Goose the Leak now.
Dude, there's this one email.
Let's just call him the Dude, look how many nicknames you have.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
DBD
is the new one, Deadbeat Dad. No, but there's another new one. It's brilliant. FBA. Yo, we got to call him FBA. Fake Fam Assistant.
Give me credit for that one.
He's got Life Partner. He's got Naked Hostage because he's always naked. Wait. He's got the Dream Seller. He's got Furniture Boy because he was carrying furniture around all day in Baltimore. It was a $400 table that he was trying to sell for fucking $40. He spent the whole entire day. The sun goes down. He's all pissed and broke and he needs heroin. So some guy pulls up in a limo in a nice suit, and he's just like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm trying to sell this furniture. He's like, I'll buy the furniture, but I don't want the furniture. He's like, well, what do you want? He's like, I want to suck your dick. So then he did. So that's why I call him Furniture Boy.
The worst part about that was I degraded myself to do something I said I never would do, and after that night I stopped shooting heroin. I got clean from that next day on. And when I took the $40 to go buy heroin, it was so late at night, I got ripped off with $35 of it and ended up with a $5 pill of heroin that I didn't even feel.
And you can see a picture of him pulling some kind of skin out of the side of his jeans right now on RyanG.com going up in 3 minutes.
Some kind of skin. That's a sick
beam. Wait, no.
Is that what that is?
Up Nick. Up to no good. That's a no good. That's another
up
name.
Up to no good.
Up Nick. Up Nick.
You can talk to him. 1-877-PORN-BAG. Give him a buzz.
Listen to this email.
Yeah.
You read it because it's fucking funny.
Which one? Okay. Bam, do you not realize how fucking hot you are? I can't believe you ditched Jen, an old, ugly-ass cockhead. Shut up. And replaced her with Melissa. A younger-looking, ugly-ass cockhag. In addition, even though Melissa looks younger than Jen, she still looks old, tired, and worn out.
Holy shit.
Like,
damn.
Actually,
they know
worn
this
out.
From one fucking picture.
Are you blind? You are so hot.
Oh,
you
so
should
good.
Be dating someone as equally good-looking as you are, at least somewhat good-looking. Seriously, I can honestly say... You have the worst taste in women. Ever.
I can't believe
I'm attracted to old-ass cockhags and young-ass cockhags.
But no offense.
But I guess if you're...
I can't win.
But I guess if you're blind, which clearly you are, you wouldn't notice how hot you are. And so that's probably why you keep choosing putrid women.
I can't believe Chris Rapp wrote this.
My question, however, is why aren't your friends... putting a stop to the dating of old, ugly-ass cockhorse. Dude, I would fuck every girl he's dating, man. They're all hot as fuck.
Why don't his friends put a
Do
stop
they care?
To this?
Guys, let's put a stop
hot
to this.
Because
we like to watch.
On what can only be described as female atrocities. Listen, it gets better. Anyways, I'm clearly wasting my breath. You are going to keep going out with the most disgusting women, aren't you?
Well, why don't you send in a photo, you dumb bitch?
What did I do so wrong, Seth?
Jeez. Hey, sweetheart. Maybe, sweetheart.
Hey, Seth. Seth's nickname is Sweetheart. Seth, why don't we start dating, man? At least I won't be dating a female cockhag.
Yeah, well, what would you rather have him date? Who? I would love to talk to this person. Please call in 1-877-PORNBAG.
I want to email a photo to G at Ryan.
Oh, you got to call us up 1-877-PORNBAG if you're out there.
Trust me, dude. I fuck the ugliest of ugly girls on a daily basis.
Right.
But goddamn, I'd cut my right arm off to fucking even be with one of these girls.
Melissa, I'll give my fucking left foot for her, dude.
What a fucking weirdo.
Hey, how about your hands?
You wouldn't be able to skate anymore.
You couldn't ride quads if you did that, and you couldn't pull up the red lights and skid out with your fucking
burn rubber, you little faggot. Melissa's hot,
you can
though.
Fucking burn rubber with your little
she's
fucking
a keeper.
Honda buddy.
She's a keeper.
Your little car club. Car club, yo, Phil!
You're a fag.
Oh, man.
You're a fag and you're not funny. That's two things against you.
I know I'm not funny. I try to be, but it didn't work out somehow. I don't know.
Oh, dude. What else do we got to talk about here?
Oh, man.
Let's talk about that bitch who said her pussy's wet as Niagara Falls. That's just disgusting.
Yeah. Where is that from?
She's from UK. She's in love with my hotness.
Hold on. This one's
my pussy's
good.
Like... Is she English?
I just want to say that... I just want to say that picking on... No-
what?
That doesn't make sense. I just want to say that picking on Novak because he's not hot enough to actually get some ass is really quite pathetic. Okay, so maybe he's fucked a few fatties in the pan. I like, it's like clothes shopping. Uh-huh. You have to try on the clothes before you buy them. And gee, don't let them call you fat. You're 10 times hotter than them, except for the... For my baby Novak, that is Bam fucks gold digging whores. only want him for his money. Let's face it. Oh, I love this shit.
Gold digging whores.
How do they know? You know what I mean? Like, how do they know if I just broke up with Jen recently? Like, what do they spy on me or something? Now?
She's typing this to you as you're reading.
Let's face it. What does he got to offer? Franz fuck Smokey.
And she's not lying.
Franz fucks Smokey
the bear.
Tico fucks Plain Jane, and Rake doesn't fuck anybody.
It's the best email ever.
That's you win.
You win.
No. And Rake doesn't, fuck anybody. That's a face even a mother couldn't love. You stand up to them, G. You're clean, you're good looking, and cuddly. Yeah, what kind of fat bitch
like
is right
fat
this
bear.
What the fuck
is
ugly
that?
As fuck and you got a gill.
Now what do they want to cuddle? Fat guys like to cuddle.
Hey, no, back. I'll gladly let you try me on. Just hop your sexy little ass over to Bristol, UK. I'm legal and wetter than Niagara Falls, baby. Why keep me waiting? Mandy, yes. Ryan and Rab are okay. Is it true that Ryan and Angie got married?
Dude, that
on Jim.
that whole ending, wetter than Niagara Falls, is just like a little weird.
That's just a you probably fuck her anyway.
I fuck you. I'll fuck anybody. Come on, man. Let's get real here.
All right.
Novak doesn't like the girl.
Yo, bam.
Novak likes the pussy that's on the girl, whether
bam.
She has a pretty face or not.
Bam.
Whether
she has a dick.
The girl is just extra.
Who wants to see a fucking Novak sick-ass nutsack?
Okay, Novak is
site.
Up on RyanG.com.
Someone submitted a CKY tattoo. That's pretty cool.
Do we have any phone calls? Any good ones?
Cool. Novak, did
pretty
you ever
cool.
think that...
That's cool.
Hold on.
Novak, did you ever think about talking about your sexcapades will make you less
true.
Appealing to some women? Do you have any respect for women? I just thought I'd ask.
Duh.
I'm not worried about being appealing, man. I'm worried about a good time and party. That's all I care about.
The way you speak is how you get the girls you get every goddamn night all night.
Cheers to you, Hannah.
Hannah, why are you kissing his ass so bad?
He's not kissing his ass, it's just true.
Hannah sleeps next to me upstairs. What do you
ew.
Hear every night?
Hannah fucker fucks at least one girl every night. He's fucking smacking him around. It's insane.
Do you hear him say wild things?
Oh, dude, he's like, you're gonna come? Yeah.
Ew. I would never want to hear that. Thank God I live at the lower
hey,
level.
Bam.
I gotta get up at 8 at 6
hey,
in the
bam.
Morning, and this fucker's fucking some girl.
Sick. Bam.
Sometimes they're hot, too. It's
some girl named, I guess, or whatever, Kendall Co., whatever, wants to know about. The parade.
I don't know about the parade right now. We're still trying to work it.
We got Mike Valley in town
but,
today.
But no, I want to know. Because you hear him kick game and it works every fucking time, doesn't it?
Oh, dude, it's not almost every time.
It's almost like annoying because like everybody knows
it's an
he's
argument.
A scumbag.
It's honestly an argument with no yelling. It's the weirdest thing in the world. Like it's them saying no and him saying yeah, and then him getting pissed off because they're saying no. Then he goes to sleep.
or fakes it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, are you mad at me? And he's like, no. And then gets all pissed off. And then finally they just feel bad.
They just give it because they feel bad.
And then they fuck. And they get,
oh, man.
They get,
dude, can I tell the live why I don't like condoms?
I believe that
much?
Technique
can
is called coercion.
Hang on. All right. Here's a perfect example. That we can't. Well, let's make up a code name. Let's just call her fucking Julie.
Okay.
Oh. I this girl Julie, she came out with us one night, and you know, she was obviously, like the email said, a money digging, gold digging whore. Is that what it was?
Oh. Yeah, gold digging whore.
She said that she liked me in high school, which I knew was a lie because she never talked to me fucking once.
I hate liars.
So
what's this girl's nickname now?
Let's call her Julie.
Julie. She's Julie.
I love
Julie.
So
Novak sees her at the bar and just calls her right the fuck out. And she's like a really pretty girl. So you know that nobody ever had the balls to just call her out. And dude, you were probably she's probably thinking about it right now.
She's like, I flew a girl in from LA for you, Novak. I'm like, I don't fucking need your help for pussy, bitch. Get out of my face, right? And she's like, I'm like, you did not like him in high school. You were the one calling him a fucking nerd because he was kick-flipping in the parking lot while you were out with a fucking varsity football player on a Friday night.
True.
Now you love him and you want to be with him. Fuck off. She's like, just to let you know, Novak, I was with a famous Hollywood actor last Friday, and right there is where I'm like, you worthless bitch. Conversation done. You're ejected. Get away.
That's when I looked over, and he was just, I just see him talking to her. I knew it was no good, and he's just like, get the fuck out of my face. 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 And he kept saying it, and then she just walked off. Dude, that never happened to her because she's like, she's like just a super pretty girl that nobody has the balls to just call her out on, and you totally did.
I hate that shit, man. I can't stand it. And then it's
Julie, fuck you.
This is why, this was fucked up about Julie. She goes to his brother and she's like, oh man, I used to like you so much in high school. We should have went out then. Like, point proven, bitch. You know what I mean? Because life partner here won't fuck you anymore because he knows you're a gold digging bitch. Now you're going to go to her brother and do the same shit. You're fucking worthless whore.
Maybe the girl had a crush on
two
brothers.
Stop kissing her ass, dude.
Maybe it's possible. She just had a crush on
two
brothers.
Look, he doesn't even know how hot she is. He's already kissing the seat.
He don't have your best interest at heart like I do. He's kissing ass so bad over here.
I know. Now you're kissing his ass.
I know. It's so funny.
Oh, man. Dude, did you realize that we only played two songs and there's 3 minutes left in the show?
That must have been. It was a good show.
Yeah, I guess we had a lot to fucking talk about. Yeah. Well, I still want to talk about more, but...
it's your call.
Man, I wanted to talk about Deegan, too, and he fucked himself up for the show.
Let's just say, cheers to Deegan. He's our new hero.
Yeah.
Metal Militia puts it down.
Deegan.
The fact that Deegan exists negates the fact that there are pussies in the world.
True.
Dude, Deegan is a gnarly motherfucker.
He's
and,
a mad dog.
We got to devote this Guar song to him. And I know I'm playing two Guar songs, but they spent 2 days here, so that's why
Deegan put it in for us.
So
man.
I played a new Guar song, and now I'm playing an old Guar song, and this is probably my favorite one. And it's called Sick of You, and it's devoted to Deegan, but
and
I'm not
show,
sick of him.
This
at
show
all.
Should be devoted to Deegan.
All right.
The whole show.
Whole show is devoted to Deegan.
And Glenn. Metal Militia!
And the threesome Metal that you Militia. Never had.
Fucking right.
Deegan in a speedy recovery.
This is us saying goodbye, and this is Guar, Sick of You, on Radio Bam Series 28 Facts.
Metal Militia!
My hand! My hand's gone!
this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam, everybody.
Radio Bam, every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.
Sirius 28, Faction.
It's like an airwalk to Fakie.